This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good Monday morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for October 2nd, episode 1788, brought to you today by Omega Alpha Equine. Good morning, horse world, and oh my gosh, our thoughts and prayers are out there for everyone affected by the attack in Las Vegas. I'm still checking on friends and military family, and you know, no one should ever lose their life or be afraid to do what they love. I'm not sure what's happening in our world.
I'm not sure either. This was, for those just waking up on the West Coast, if you're joining us now and haven't seen the news, there was a shooting in Vegas. A guy shot up a concert of Jason Aldean concert that was happening.
It was just a big music festival.
Yeah, I guess he was on stage at the time, and it just was a terrible situation. It was, and actually, he was like on the 32nd floor. I heard. Of the Mandalay Bay Hotel, and that's why it took a while to get to him, because they had to figure out which room it was, and then get up there. And they have identified the guy as a local from Vegas, but don't know any more. But there are 50 dead and 200 injured at this point. And you know, Jamie, we were talking before the show. We've had to do too many of these kind of announcements over the last 7 years on the show.
Yeah,
it's just been too many. Well, again, thoughts and prayers are with everybody affected. You know, it's always hard for us to switch gears and go on, but our job is to kind of entertain and to take your minds off of life for an hour and a half, and that's what we're here to do. So we're going to talk horses, and we're going to move on with the show.
It's Monday.
Monday is my favorite time of year.
This is Horses in the Morning with your lovable hosts, Jamie Jennings.
I am the queen. You listen to me.
I'm sorry that people are so jealous of me, but I can't help it that I'm popular.
Glenn the Geek.
You look especially radiant today, Your Grace.
I'm going to do a terrific show today because I'm good enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Happy Monday.
Well, Jamie, before we get to the Daily Winnies, we have to announce we have a special guest in the studio today. We actually have two special guests. One's on the mic, and that's, if anybody has watched the show Ice Road Truckers, you know Lisa Kelly is here. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Lisa. What's up, Lisa?
What's up?
She's been here all weekend with her friend Regina down from Alaska to visit and have a good time with the ponies, and we're going to talk more about that in just a minute. And it's so good to have you here.
Dude, I'm so glad you had me, like, you let me stay at your house. Just some random person you don't know just come over.
Oh, we've known each other for 5 years, though.
Yeah, but not in person. They just come in and sleep in your bed and wash my laundry and dig through your cupboards. And
not my bed. She slept in the spare bed.
Oh. Well, I mean, you own it.
Let me just come down and sleep in your bed. I'm like, dang, Jen is freaking nice.
I don't know how to read body language of no.
She is a trucker, after all. All right, let's do some Daily Winnies, and then we're going to talk to them about an adventure they had yesterday. I was going to say I missed you in the bed. How did I miss that? I don't know. All right, my Daily Winnie goes out, as it does every time, the first day of the month, and that is to our wonderful auditors who recently just paid us yesterday for their contributions every month. They do that at the first of the month, and I want to thank everybody. It's up again this month by about 10%. So we appreciate all the new auditors that have come on board. I know the hosts appreciate you guys as well. So thank you for becoming an auditor. If you're interested in joining the fun in the auditor room and all the benefits that the auditors get getting to try products and do test products for us, then you head over to the auditor's room.
Free
by
stop.
Yeah, go to horseradionetwork.com. On the right side of the page, there's an auditor banner for as little as a dollar a month. You can have fun in there, too. Lisa's in there and has a good time in there with the auditors. So yeah, you can join all of us in there. That we would love to have you.
And that little whinny gives me a little bit of tugs in my heartstrings. I wanted to thank everybody who's reached out to me about baby Zara. Just wanted to update you guys. So daily whinny goes out to all of you who care about my horse. It's weird. Y'all are so nice. Just so you know, the vet is coming.
Vet's here.
Just come in a couple hours to come see baby Zara and recheck her. There's just something not right. Something's still going on. So.
Really? Are her legs still fat and stuff?
Her back legs are still big. Oh my gosh, there must be a coyote in my backyard. Talk amongst yourselves.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
All right. Well, we'll go to Jennifer and find out what's coming up on today's show.
Coming up on today's Omega Alpha Equine Monday edition. We're going to have a thorough review of our misadventures this past weekend at the Little Everglades Hunter Pace put on by the South Creek Foxhounds. And we've got multiple participants attending the show today, so we're going to hear lots of points of view. And then after the break, we're going to enjoy our usual Monday wine fest. That's wine with an H, as we go through some equestrian teenage social media drama. And then finishing things out on today's romp through the equinosphere, we're going to learn about the Therapeutic Riding Championships. Yes, there is one of those, and it's coming up soon at the Pennsylvania National Horse Show. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
And did you mention Denise from India? We have Denise from India coming on today to talk to us about what it's like to have horses and to deal with horses in India. So, and she's coming from India. So we were in Dubai on Friday, and we're in India today. We are an international show. Now, we are also bringing in somebody who everybody knows very well, but she was also involved in this Hunter Pace yesterday at the Little Everglades Farm, as Jennifer and Lisa and Regina were, and that's Dr. Wendy. Good morning, Dr. Wendy.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Wendy.
I saw some videos yesterday, Wendy, from your little ride, and you looked like you had way too much fun.
We had tons of fun. It's always a great treat to ride at Little Everglades Ranch. It's such a beautiful place. It's so quintessential Florida. I'm glad that the Alaskans had a chance to come out.
Well, the Alaskans were disappointed, though, that you didn't come across any alligators.
Too hot.
No alligators.
I'm back, by the way.
Okay.
They were napping.
The alligators were napping. Is that why they didn't see any?
So we even went through water looking for them.
So tell us, Wendy, what this was that you went on, or you took these guys on.
Well, the South Creek Foxhounds is our local fox hunting club. They're based in the Tampa area, and one of their venues is Little Everglades Ranch, which some of our driving people might know from, we used to have some FEI driving events there. It's I don't know how many acres, probably, you know, it's thousands and thousands of acres of beautiful oaks, and it's a working cattle ranch, but they also have they used to have a sanctioned steeplechase meet there. So they have a big steeplechase course, and, they have miles and miles of trails through there. So, they also have a Tough Mudder race there every year.
Which you go to every year, right?
But this is a once a year treat to get to ride there. And the Hunter Pace is a fundraiser for the hunt. So you don't have to be a member of the hunt to ride there. You just come. But a Hunter Pace is like a trail ride. But they set out a course and you follow that course at a certain pace. But you don't know what the time is, so you can't, you can win. There are people that do win. We lost badly.
Badly because we didn't want to go faster than a walk.
but it's kind of like based on the pace that you would go if you were, like we were in the Hilltoppers group. So you just imagine if you were hilltopping that day, how fast you would go. So you don't know if you're going to win. It's random, but We lost.
And now these guys did not bring their horses down from Alaska, so you fixed them up, right?
Yes, my friend Alan Reynolds and Susan Foreman of Sun Moon Ranch, right here in my little neighborhood in Sarasota, have some really wonderful trail riding horses, and they do endurance riding. So they brought up some horses for them to ride, some really adorable gray horses. They, I think you guys were on the Arab quarter horse crossing.
Yeah, I had the Arab quarter horse Luna, and then Regina had the quarter horse Smokey.
So how'd it go? And Jennifer, of course, brought her horse Nigel down there too. So that was fun. You guys got to go out together. Now the one video I saw. Yeah, yeah.
Wendy, I told you were going to do all that, and I felt pretty lonely out there.
I forgot my flask. I forgot the trailer.
So, Jamie, did you see the video of them out there yesterday that Wendy did?
I couldn't tell who was who.
Yeah, well, beer in hand was the trucker. So if that gives you any indication, who had the beer in hand? That was 10 o'clock in the morning with the beer in hand.
The other guy was drinking too. He says he doesn't drink whiskey before 10.
But you know what? Technically, it was still party time in Alaska. It was nighttime.
Yeah, that's when you've drank through the night. You're still going. I just had to wake up and join the party.
So, did you guys have fun, Jennifer? How did Nigel do?
Nigel was a rock star. And we discovered that Nigel has a particular talent for picnicking.
Oh, yes, he loves picnicking.
But he's also, well, I don't know if it was Nigel or you, Jen, but one of you were leading, because as soon as you weren't leading, we'd always go the wrong way.
That's true.
Oh, that's true.
I had to keep everybody on task because they couldn't manage to see the little white flags. And every time we weren't in front, everybody went the wrong way.
My horse kept going in front, and I didn't want her to, and I'm just busy yakking and talking, and we're just riding across the field, and they're like, where are you going?
Well, you know what I was really proud about with Nigel, and with all the horses, really? Like, 100 paces are fun, but it's not something that every horse can do, just like fox hunting, because you all go out, like, whenever you show up, you go out, but everybody's going at a different speed. So there are times when people are, like, galloping by you, right? And not all horses respond to that. And we were on the steeplechase track, which I was so excited we got to ride on the steeplechase track. It was like, the footing was incredible. It was like a cloud. And where else do you get to go on like this track where you could really like gallop all out if you wanted to, which we didn't.
We knew that the horses were going to get too excited try to run fast.
Because Lisa thought she was going to spill her beer. Oh, that's what it was.
Oh my gosh. My video would have been too bouncy. And Nigel were up in front of us. And then, of course, some people were having fun on the steeplechase track, but they were flying. And we were happy to see them go. But, you know, you just have to be aware that they're coming. And all of our horses stood like rocks when people galloped flat out past them. And I was so proud of them, because that's not something you can teach them. They either do it or they don't do it.
Wait a second. Are you telling me that you're in 100 pace? There's a group of girls walking around. There's horses flying by. And not one of you guys was at that girl? Nothing?
No, they stood like rocks. They were so good. We were Facebook living and drinking beer. We didn't even need to use two hands.
I feel like the horses kind of know when you're inhibited and they try to take better care of you. Like, oh, this one's not so smart.
That's amazing. That's really cool. How fun, you guys. I don't know how you didn't gallop on a beautiful turf footing like that. But
now Jennifer,
we just suck. Yeah, okay.
What did Jennifer tell me, though, about her choice of bit when she got home, Jennifer?
Not that one.
Yeah, Jennifer, relive that.
Well, the reason I didn't gallop the really beautiful steeplechase track is I had Nigel in his full cheek snaffle. I got a slow twist full cheek for him in the effort to not have the hassle of a Pelham when I go away with extra reins and curb change that you have to fight with and all that crap. And it worked pretty well the last time we were out. But he's kind of getting the knack of this whole hunter pace thing, and he's getting a little amped up. So the couple of times we had ourselves a gentle trot across the open fields, there was no trotting happening in Nigel's little life. yesterday. It was all galloping, and the more I wanted to put his head between his knees and go faster. So we opted for the not that girl moment and went straight to the outside rail, thank you very much, of the racetrack, and had a gentle walk trot as we went around, because the track's really huge. So we were on that track for probably half an hour as horses whizzed past us. And then there were other horses and groups of the infield of the track who were going the other direction. So we had horses going past us and towards us flat out. And there were minis everywhere. And then there were minis in carriages. It's a lot to take in.
Oh my God.
I'm really happy for my sticky breeches. Yeah.
Jamie would have been gone though. Jamie would have said, screw you people. I'm out of here.
I love all of you, and I would have loved to have a nice tack walk with you after I was done completely galloping my ass off on that perfect track.
Well, see, if we would have galloped on the track,
that's the beauty of the 100 pace.
I know, but then I would have come back around and had a couple beers with you guys. But no, that's really cool. I'm so excited you guys got to do that, and that you took Lisa and crew down there and showed them around and gave them some beautiful scenery for Florida. And I'm sorry you didn't get bit by an alligator, Lisa. Apparently that's like the worst thing.
Thanks.
I was expecting to see holes when she got home, but there were none. They were in water, went up to your bottom of your bellies too, mm-hmm. right? The horse bellies?
Yep.
Yeah.
We tried.
Yeah. No leeches, snakes, nothing? Nothing?
No nips, nothing.
Nothing. Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Wendy, for joining us. We really appreciate it. And thank you for arranging the horses for these guys. They came back very tired yesterday after getting up at 4
tired
in the morning.
Tired horse is a good horse.
Oh, it's not the horses that came back tired.
Thank you, Wendy.
But as many thanks to Alan and Susan too. Those were great horses to, you have to have some friends with safe horses. And I have 3 horses at home that, you know, you could have ridden them, but we would have definitely had some that girl moments. I
don't have fun fact.
Well, and you know what? We don't want to break the celebrity. So we don't want to be the ones responsible for Lisa not doing a show next year.
Well, I got a few months off. I can heal.
Thank you.
I don't understand.
Well, see, the problem with me, I would have had to been, Lisa would have been on the one I rode, my sweet one that I can video off of. Oh, and I would have had to ridden Duke and would have definitely got bucked off.
So you'd have been one hurt.
That would have made a better live video.
Heck yeah.
No. All right, Wendy, thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye, guys.
Bye. I don't see what's so wrong.
I didn't get to brag on Nigel's picnicking skills yet, though. That was the best part of my day.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
His picnicking skills. We were parked way far away from the party tent. So when it came to be time to have a picnic and a party after the event, Regina and Lisa dragged Nigel down with them because they had to take a break in the air conditioning for a while.
Well, you told us not to leave
and
him alone.
Just,
so we didn't.
Don't leave him alone. That's right. So we didn't. And they just walked down and said, well, we thought we'd bring him picnic with us. So he just strolled in under the pop-up tent and parked himself and napped for about an hour and a half while we picnicked. It was so funny. And he was drinking out of the cooler they were keeping the beer in and having a good time.
Did anybody else appreciate that other than you? Everybody else was okay with?
Oh, they all thought it was funny.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, fox hunters are pretty loosey-goosey that way. Well, we're glad you had a good time. You guys are heading out ziplining after this after the show today. But we wanted to talk to you, too, because we don't get to talk to too many people from Alaska. And so, you know, it's got to be expensive. It's expensive to do anything in Alaska. It's got to be really expensive to have horses, Lisa.
It is expensive to have horses in Alaska. So we have hay. We get about 2 cuttings a year.
What
which
kind
is
of
cool.
hay? What kind of hay do you
Timothy
get?
And brome is usually the 2 that we grow. But our soil is deficient in selenium and vitamin E, so you have to supplement it. But I got lucky enough to buy a horse that was allergic to Alaska hay, so I have to get Washington hay.
How much does that cost a bale?
A lot more.
Do you know?
About $26 a bale.
$26 a bale?
For a 50-pounder.
Oh.
50-pound bale.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's the compressed ones, and I get about a pallet at a time. That's what, like $700-$800 for a ton at a time.
Well,
and well, I had him on it, and I'm like, then the other horse that had laminitis, I'm like, well, you know, I'll put it on low sugar too. And then I had the mini, so I had them on it. But in the last year, I've gotten 4 more horses, And I'm like, okay, this is not working. Like, everybody else can eat Alaska hay. It's just the one that can't. So
how much does Alaska hay cost you?
I haven't just started on round bales to see how that works. So I got 800-pound round bale for 135.
That's pretty good, actually.
It was delivered to the door, so that is good.
Yeah.
Way cheaper than that ton that they're ripping through in a couple weeks.
So now the three of us, Jamie, you and us, live in the three most expensive places in the country to have hay.
Or horses, too.
Or horses.
Yeah, and we have very limited vets, and like I have a chiropractor and acupuncturist and masseuse that massages the horses and stuff, so, but there's not very many choices.
So there are not a lot of horse vets up there?
No, there's a few, but like you want a good one, and mm-hmm. especially for farriers. I have switched so many farriers. Between Regina and I, we've gone through like four or five farriers in the last couple of years.
It's no matter where you live,
I think I found what I like. Finally.
Is it hard to get a farrier out in the winter? I mean, yeah. My gosh. Like,
no,
you
I mean,
have to bring the horse in your living room?
Actually, I do have a picture of my horse in the garage where they're working on it, and I put, meanwhile, in Alaska. But I have a heated barn, and I even put lights down low for my farrier, so you can flip on the lights and they can see down on the feet. So whoever my farrier is going to get spoiled.
Wow, you're getting spoiled. You have a heated barn. Is the whole barn heated?
The whole barn's heated, but the only problem is they're dressed for 20 below weather. They come in my barn and they're just shedding layers, and they're like, "Can we go outside? This is too hot in here."
It's true. They do have a winter coat, right?
Yeah.
Do you get to ride at all in the winter?
Yeah, my one horse I usually have, we call it ice shoes. It's put the borium on the bottom mm-hmm. of the metal shoes, and it's, you know, less chance you're going to slip on the ice and stuff. But I found just don't clean up after them, and that freezes in, and then it's good traction. My hubby's too clean. He keeps trying to clean it. I'm like, stop it. They're going to slip and fall in the ice. We do have some indoor arenas, but they're kind of spendy, what, $25 a pop to go for a day, and that per horse. So that's not per rider, that's per horse.
She made a mistake. See, she does all these public appearances where she has to go out and sign autographs and stuff. And she made a mistake that they were all in the summer this year. So she's been gone for 3 months in the most beautiful weather in Alaska. And now she'll go back. It's getting cold again.
Yeah. So I came just in time for Texas summer in August, Arizona, Florida. And then I'm going to go home and the leaves are going to be gone. And like the first snow is going to be on the mountains. And it's so sad. But I heard it rain.
Fire your publicist.
What? Fire my publicist. Your publicist. Why? This is the money I can keep paying more horses.
All your horses.
Buying more horses.
How many do you have?
Well, I have 7 at the moment, but I don't think 2 of them count because one isn't mine, but I'm going to own him for 5 years and he's only 4 because I'm trying to, he's my mystery horse.
God,
I'm trying
you
to figure
sound
out
like Jamie. I have 7 horses, but 3 of them don't count.
Yeah, and then I got an old 29-year-old that I bought for $1 because the owner was going to put him down. So I bought him and said, retire him at my house.
They still count.
Well, I know because I keep trying to make them not count, but I keep still paying for them.
Jamie says that too to her husband all the time. But this one isn't mine, but he's living here.
Well, the other one doesn't really count either because it's a mini. So it doesn't really.
Yeah, they don't count. They don't poop or eat or anything.
No.
They're just self-sufficient.
I just had to buy a marathon carriage, a mini marathon carriage, so that they could both pull. But she doesn't pull, so now I have to get another little cart so she can learn to pull by herself so they can pull team.
Now, you guys live right outside of Anchorage, right?
Yeah, 45 minutes.
Now, do you get to ride in the mountains at all, in the most beautiful mountains in the country?
Yes and no. Like, if you're talking about like going straight up a mountain, I can't think of a place that you could do that. There's like, if you go up to Aklutna Lake, you're around mountains and you kind of ride through them. Oh, Hatcher's Pass is kind of in the mountains, but you want shoes or boots for that because I did that without shoes or boots and I got back and his feet were all chipped up. But I mean, there's a really good place that's just hills, up, down, up, down, up, down. It's really, really fun. Don't go on a rainy day.
Something we don't have to practice on, Jamie.
Yeah, we're at the Hunter Pace, and they're like, a hill. Me and Regina are like, where? Like, we get excited about going up hills here. I'm like, where is it?
It was a steady, slow incline.
A slow incline. Yeah. Everybody's like, yay, we're going up the hill.
Jamie, where she lives, right where she lives, it's in the valley in Phoenix. And there's not a hill, is there?
No. And so when we go to Oklahoma to visit family, my four-year-old sit in the back. He's like, oh, my God. And you're going up and down hills. He's like, wee, this is the biggest hill I've ever seen. I'm like, it's just a standard, like, up-down, you know?
If it's a valley, don't you have to be between hills to make it a valley?
Yeah, she is. You can see them, right?
Mountains. So it's Phoenix. I mean, it's like there's mountains on four sides of us, which is why it gets so bloody hot here. But it's just flat. It's just desert.
See, technically, so we really live in the valley too. We're in between a bunch of mountains. So,
yeah, it's just desert. Glenn was just trying to be more romantic.
Yes, I was trying to be a little dramatic. So now you guys get to. So how many months of the year can you actually ride till the snow starts? When does the snow start?
Well, you can ride 12 if you're tough. We usually get going around April, May. We can start. It's not squishy and you're not just sinking out of sight. We don't call it spring. We call it breakup because it's when the snow and stuff breaks up.
Oh.
And it's ugly. And then, yeah.
Most breakups are ugly.
Yeah, most breakups are pretty ugly.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's probably why they call it that. I never thought of that. And then we can go till about September, October. Because, like, Halloween's a hit and miss. Like, half the time you got to make your outfits to fit over snow clothes, and half the time you don't.
Something you don't have to worry about, Jamie. Neither do we.
No. I'm so excited. It's only going to be, like, 92 today. So, like, I'm actually physically excited. Like, I can't wait.
I have to thank Lisa, too, because she brought us a very special gift that was made by one of your fans. I don't know if you saw the picture, Jamie, but it's this big wooden truck that he made that is so cool. And Lisa signed on the top for us, and we're going to put it here in the studio. It's very cool.
I come up with a new saying. You know how they say, keep the shiny side up in trucking world?
Yeah.
So I'm in horse world, so I got to keep the furry side up.
Yeah, it looks good. It was very, very nice of you. Now, I know that a lot of our listeners are fans of yours on the show. And how many seasons have you done of Ice Road Truckers?
I think I'm at 9 years. Seasons, I don't know. I'd have to count.
Yeah. I think, is there two seasons a year? Is that how they do it?
I've done eight seasons of Ice Roads, but two seasons of The Deadliest Road. So I guess that's 10 seasons in 9 years.
What was the road that you were most scared on?
Well, India and South America were both, each had their own terrifying.
Well, the one road's called something terrifying, is it? It's like
the Death Road.
Death Road, yeah.
That's what it's known as, is the Death Road. The most dangerous road in the world. I'm like, oh, am I going to die if I do this? How can I not do this and then say I didn't do it when I had the chance?
And do you get halfway through the road and go, why the hell am I here?
Yes, yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of moments like that in my life, though. But if you just keep going, then you're like, wow, I'm stronger than I thought.
Well, you really have a choice when you're halfway through the death road. You can't turn around. There's no 360.
No, but I have gotten out and walked a few times.
They don't show that on film.
No.
Lisa, chickens out.
They showed me chickening out once. Or twice.
Could you do that, Jamie? Could you do that, like, drive?
Let me tell you something right now. The thought of me driving on something called Death Road in a safe Volkswagen Passat is a challenge. I can't imagine doing what you do. So, I mean, you know what? The world is full of different people, because it'd be boring if we were all the same. So, God love you.
Somebody's got to do it, right?
Somebody's got to do it.
Well, it's been fun. And for those that don't know the story, for new listeners, Lisa sent us an email about 5 years ago, at the very beginning of Horses in the Morning, I think. And you sent me an email, just as email saying, I listen to your shows, I like your shows. That's all it was. And you signed it, Lisa, Lisa Kelly. And then I looked you up on Facebook and I went, wait a minute, I just saw her on TV. That's the Ice Road Trucker girl. I just saw her on TV yesterday. So I wrote back and said, wait a minute. I am watching you on TV while you're listening to us on our show.
Well, I'm trucking.
Yeah. So that's how we met, and we've just been friends ever since. We've just been talking, even on the shows, and we talk about once or twice a month on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm a total horse girl, so when I'm out there trucking, we don't, way up in the middle of nowhere, we don't get radio service or anything, so podcasts are the best way to go, because you can run through them. And I started listening to the Driving Radio Network because I started getting into like harness racing and like carts and all that, so that's how it started.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you being a listener, and thank you so much for for coming out to visit. Now, Jamie, you disappeared because there was a coyote in the yard?
Well, the dogs went crazy, so I thought a coyote was in the yard, but it turned out it was just only Zeus was out.
Again? Boy, can I unlock more locks.
There's two guys that are teenagers, and they're about to join the military, so I'm paying them just to come clean the stalls. they let Zeus out. So I went running out there because I heard the dogs go crazy. Got chickens back there, and I see Zeus eating chicken feed, and they're like, we don't know what to do. We can't get him back in. So I had to go wrestle him in my pajamas. And don't worry, don't mind me, 18-year-old teenage boys. I'm just a girl running braless in pajamas trying to chase the horse.
Maybe they let him out just so they could see that sight.
There's nothing that anybody would want to see this site for, okay?
I had a neighbor come over, bang on my door at like 6 in the morning. He's like, your horses are out. And I'm in my pajamas too. And I get out and I grab some lead ropes. I'm in my pajamas, half asleep. And they're all sitting on their porch with their cameras. And they're like, well, this is finally how we get to meet you. I'm like, oh, brother.
Let your horses out.
They probably did, huh?
Like, you could have just come over to ask. Yeah,
knocked
some
on
sugar.
The door, given me some cookies or something.
Don't have to let my horses out into your yard.
Well, let's talk a little bit about our title sponsor today, and that is Omega Alpha Equine. And, you know, what we thought we would do today is share some of the terrific posts that have been on Facebook by some of our listeners who have tried it, and you have Nicole's.
I do. I are you talking to me or Lisa? I can't tell.
I think it's you.
Okay.
Sorry, I was turning the fan on because the two Alaska girls are apparently hot here
We're
in Florida.
It's really hot in here, all this equipment putting off heat.
Oh, my gosh. So, Nicole, this just goes to show you how much Omega Alpha means to our listeners and how much Omega Alpha means to us. So, Nicole says, I got a sample of GastroFX from an Omega Alpha rep at my tack shop, and I gave it to my boy 15 minutes pre-ride today. That's a run-on sentence. Come on, Nicole. Use a period. I got a sample of GastroFX from an OA rep at my tack shop and gave it to my boy 15 minutes pre-ride today, and he felt fabulous.
Say that 5 times real fast.
No. He can sometimes be cranky off the leg, but felt much more settled in his work this evening. Thanks, Dr. Chang and Jamie, for your Monday Omega Alpha wisdom. I will definitely purchase GastroFX GF next time I'm in town.
Sorry. I mean, that's really cool, Nicole. And Brenna said, does anyone else's horse get super excited about Omega Alpha products? I use Lung Flush or Respifree. Simon actually grabbed the syringe Wednesday night and sucked out the Omega Alpha because... because I wasn't syringing fast enough. And the answer to that question, Brenna, is yes. Scooter loves his Omega Alpha. He just sucks it in, right? Regina saw that yesterday. She was shocked how he just loves it.
Wow, that's weird. Angela says Omega Alpha fuels my Rockstar Dudley, Anti-Flam, Daily, Chill, Ultra, Day of Competing, and After Competing, Equicel. Equicel Light. This is their kind of a amino acid rebuilder, muscle rebuilder. It's really good stuff.
And then there's Herbicoat. We talked about that not too long ago with Dr. Chang, didn't we?
We gave some away, yeah.
Oh, that's right. TJ said, thank you, HRN, for hooking me up with Mega Alpha Herbicoat. It made their coat so soft and shiny. However, it does not prevent them from rolling in the dirt immediately after a bath. Now, if anybody can invent that, then we'll make millions if we can do that. But you know what? The listeners love Omega Alpha Equine. We do as well. There was another thing, too. I posted on the Facebook page because I'm doing a large proposal for a company that wants to advertise with us. And I asked the listeners why they buy the products that we recommend. And I don't know if you read that, Jamie, but you should read that because it was very interesting. And the reason was because they trust us, and we only recommend products that we use, and we only recommend products that we believe in. And that's why you can trust that when we tell you that Omega Alpha products are those products that we believe in and we use and we trust. So OmegaAlphaEquine.com. All right. Now, Jamie, I am going to attempt, because we have to do this kind of live on the air, but I know she is ready. I'm going to attempt to get Denise on here from India. You had us in Dubai on Friday, and now we're heading to Denise in India, so she should be popping in here shortly.
This is amazing. So, yeah, I messaged her on Facebook. You're going to be live. Hello, Denise.
Hello.
There she is.
Oh, my can you believe we can just call India live on the air?
They actually have internet there.
Well, it's quite functioning well here.
Okay,
everything, yeah. Nice to have you on the phone, and it's working amazing.
It is amazing. So for those who don't know, Denise was the head instructor at Monty Roberts International Learning Center when I went there. She's the one that graded me and judged me and gave me the pass or fail live on the air, which I passed for my first exam. And Denise is from Germany. So you're a German living. Why are you in India? Tell me everything.
Well, I'm in India right now to share Monty's concepts to some Indian people who are interested in the join up concepts and long lining and all of this. So that's so brand new. It's actually the first Monty Roberts class in Asia. Can you believe that?
That's amazing. So are you doing a clinic or just helping individuals? What's going on?
Yeah, we did today. We started a join-up and long-lining course. So we will do this class for the next week. And it's fantastic. I mean, it's super hot. And so I have to get used to this weather a little bit because I'm running around with a red hat all the time. But I hope it's getting better.
So what are the horses in India? What do they do? What are they used for? What breed are they? Tell us about the horses.
Oh my God. Well, there are a lot of different uses in India. I mean, especially right now, we have the privilege to work with horses who are off the track thoroughbreds used for polo and for like kind of riding clubs for people who have the privilege to be able to afford things like this. So I'm right now outside in Gurgaon or something like this. I'm sorry if I say the words wrong and the names, but it's in North India and it's close to New Delhi. And so I'm here in that polo club now to teach that class. But that's not only the reason why I came to India. We're going to do like a track ride in North India getting awareness for the poor horses who actually don't have the luck to be in a club like this, but to have to work outside and to create awareness that they are in a really, really bad condition sometimes. And people just don't have the power, you know, the owners, they don't have the power to take care of their horses because they have nothing themselves. So it's a very sad situation, which you can see here sometimes. I think at least for me as a European, it's hard to see.
So what percentage of the horses would you say, obviously you're in a polo club right now, but I'm kind of interested to see, you know, if you're driving around India, are you seeing horses being used in the street? I think of things like the Brook that go up and help working equines. Are they all over the place working, or is it kind of not so prevalent?
No, they are. They are working all over the place. So you can see a lot of donkeys, a lot of mules, a lot of horses who are working for the people who need them. So in you know, Monty was like, I think 2 years ago in India, supporting the Brook there. And he's been trying to create awareness as well for like how the welfare is there in for the working equine, especially, and they are in a very, very bad condition. So if you go around, you can see random horses like just standing in the street, completely, skin and bone, or if they have any injuries and things like this. So there is a lot of work to do here to educate the people how to take care of their horses and also to help them financially to actually take care of the vet bills and so on.
So What is your ride that you're doing?
Well, we will be riding from the Pushka Fair, which is really like a huge fair for animals, like cattle and horses and camels and everything. And we will ride to Udaipur. That's about like 500 kilometers, and it takes us maybe 13 days or 14 days. And that is all in Rajasthan. And we will ride the Marwari horses. So this is a typical Indian breed. You know, this funny-looking horses where the tips of the ears touch, and they look like a heart. Oh,
yeah. They look like they have a heart on top.
Marwari horses or something? Yeah.
So these horses we will ride for the trip because they're like made for this kind of weather and the terrain, and they are really, really sturdy horses. Apparently, I have no idea. I've never really met them. So it will be like super exciting for me to do that.
What an amazing thing. How did you get involved in this? Sorry, Glenn.
That's okay.
There we're back to the Monty Roberts Learning Center because, as you know, I've worked there like for the last 4 years. And there you can, like we teach all different kind of classes. So the join up and the long lining and everything for people to learn, to communicate and have like a good relationship with the horses, like in Monty's concepts. So this is the reason why now I'm in India, because Charlotte and Manjeev is from India and Charlotte, she's from France. And they both came for an introductory course at the International Learning Center in California. And so we were joking in the classroom. Charlotte said, oh, she wants to always wanted to do that track. And there's so many things in India who need to be like helped and supported. And she's like, oh, don't you want to come too? And I'm like, oh my God, yes, of course I want to come. So then that all started up in the classroom at Flagstaff Farms that we joked around and we said like, that would be a great idea. And now, like, I think 3 years later, after they followed it up, they did the intro course, the intro exam, and then they came back to the advanced course, the same level like you are now, Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
So they basically talked me into coming to India and helped them to share Monty's concepts and like try to convince people that this is a very, very nice way to work with horses. And that's how I came to this horse track. So it all started at Flagstaff Farms at the International Learning Center.
No, that's amazing. So how do you think that Monty's concepts are being accepted?
Well, yesterday we had at Friendly Course, which is the rescue organization where we are going to use the money we will raise at our campaign to use to help this Friendly Course Animal Rescue Sanctuary. They are doing a fantastic job by taking horses in and rescuing them, and not only like just taking it away from their owners, but also trying to help the owners to understand how much they have to do for the horse and take care and so. And yesterday we did set up a demonstration there for the people, like for everybody. And we've had maybe, let's say, 20, 25, and they loved it. I mean, they haven't seen something like this before. So now I think it goes on. So I'm invited to go to a riding school in New Delhi, and which is a great chance to show Monty's concept to some young children to start them in the right way. So I'm very excited that they actually really like it.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's so exciting.
So
you're doing all these courses and these tours, and you're going to go on this ride, and you just never thought that this would happen. And here you are. What made you pull the trigger on this trip, Denise?
The trigger on this trip is that I love to travel anyway. I'm always interested in new cultures, and also that I really would like to share as much as I can through all the world, the knowledge I gained throughout the years working with Monty and kind of learning of him, and like see how those methods work so amazingly that I want to share it to people who maybe don't have the privilege to come to California, you know, because, like, I mean, it's the perfect setup in California. And I just know how spoiled I was when I now go around, you know, because, like, the round pens and the setup there at the farm is just incredible. And here, yesterday, I had to do, like, a starter with bamboo sticks and fences as a round pen, so that was quite tricky.
it was bamboo sticks.
Yeah. So I mean, you work your way around, and it always works. I mean, the more you learn or to read the horses, as we teach in Monty School, and the better, of course, you can react. So I've never been in any trouble, but it was just like very. Funny, different. Exciting to work your way around. So it's just the Indian style now, not the Monty Roberts Flaggis Up Farm style anymore.
That's great. That's so cool. Well, you guys that are listening to this, you can make these friends and these connections at the Monty Roberts School. I mean, I have now friends in South America and Europe and, you know, Australia, just from all over the world, South Africa, for crying out loud, that I've met through this Monty Roberts International Learning Center. So, and Denise has been such an amazing instructor. So I'm so glad you're out exploring the world and teaching the concepts. I've got to ask though, Denise, how amazing is the food? I love Indian food.
See, oh, I hate curry. So I was just thinking this sounded awful to me, this whole trip.
God, oh, God, really? I love Indian food.
Yeah, no, I love the food. It's so delicious. So therefore, for me, it's just a treat every day. To eat the curries and all the naan bread and like to have the lassis. Unfortunately, I cannot believe that it's no mango season. And I was like, oh my God, I go to India, to the mango country, and now it's not there anymore. They said either you have to cope with the heat in summer and be able to enjoy the mangoes, or you take the temperature now and you miss the mango season. I don't even know how they can cope with even more heat, because that would be my limit. We have them 37 degrees now, and it's tough.
It's not mango season. Don't they have, like, I don't know, can't you freeze a mango and make a mango lassie for a girl? Come on.
In the markets, they have mangoes. They're from California right now. They've shipped them in.
Yeah, well, but maybe, Jamie, if I have you on the radio already, and since it's really for a good reason, so I'm repeating maybe this one, thing what we are doing with the ride, because our plan is to raise money for the horses in India. So like our campaign is on BitGiving, so it's going to be a crowdfunding campaign. Uh-huh. And it's called Support the Welfare of Horses in India. And all the money goes to this animal sanctuary, which we just did the demo at yesterday, which they are doing amazing work. And for everybody who wants to follow us, you know, we're going to post the ride and everything on Facebook and Instagram. And so I think through the social media, people will be able to follow it. And we try to share as much information as possible. So, yeah, just to take the chance to let everybody know who maybe wants to support horses in India. And,
Send me that link, Denise, and I'll post it on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page. And I think the work you're doing is really important. And I think that introducing gentle concepts to new countries is exciting, but also the work you're doing to help these people that don't understand how to take care of these animals that are so important to their families. You know, that's such a hard thing to imagine. They love these animals. They need these animals, but they don't know how to take care of them. So they end up in a bunch of trouble, or they can't afford to take care of them. So the rescue center and you guys are doing such a great thing, and we appreciate it. And we're happy to help and honored to have you on the show today from India. Sounds like you're in the next room.
Yeah, I know. That is really crazy. Yeah. No, I know. And I mean, it's just a start. I'm here. I arrived 3 days ago, I think. 3 or 4 days ago. the first day I tried to cope with the heat. The second day we checked out already all the facilities. Then we had the demo at the sanctuary, which was amazing. And now the course starts. So it is already a start, you know, and they are really interested. And the more and more people hear about it, that it's happening, the more they're opening their eyes to it. And then therefore, I always say, like, you know, in America, everybody, it's right there. You can just go and take the classes at the best facility at the Monty Roberts Learning Center.
Right.
You just start to really, really appreciate when you then go to other places where you have to, like, somehow get creative and do it anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you guys are, you know, what's your excuse? People are coming from India and South Africa to go to that place. If you're in the U.S. and you're like, oh, I can't, it's so far away. It's California, for crying out loud. People are coming from across the globe to come to this place. We're so lucky to have it here in the U.S. And obviously, I won't leave them alone. I keep going over. I feel like they're neighbors. They're in California. It's next to me. So I appreciate everything you guys are doing. Send me the link. We'll post it. And it's just been amazing. And I wish you the best of luck.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much, Jamie. And I hope I see you soon. What about
I know
that you're soon about to take the next step as well, or don't you?
I know. Let me go drink some beer and ride some horses in Ireland, and then I'll come and do my advanced test.
Okay.
By the way, Denise, this will be the furthest she's ever gotten in school. So
I know
we're proud of her.
I know.
I'm proud of her too. She I remember her when she came the first time, and she's like, oh my God, why didn't I know about these concepts before? And then she just went for it and kind of took every information in. So that's exactly what I hear all the time when people come to the classes. They're like, why didn't I know of this before? So now, I mean, we try to let you all know who now listen to the show that there is this incredible school who's teaching incredible methods how to work with the horses. And I've done it. Like, so many of my best friends done it, who are perfect people, really nice. And so I think you should check it out.
Thanks, Denise.
MontyRoberts.com. Denise, you're awesome. Thank you for all
the
help.
Good ride in India.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
All right, bye.
Oh my God, I'm hungry now. Like, I'm dying for curry, and it is 6:52 in the morning.
Yeah, I can't do curry. Do you think they have to drink fermented mare's milk too? Like in
Mongolia? No, it's India. Oh, they drink mango lassis. They drink like yogurt mango drinks, and they're so amazing. Oh, I'm starving right
now. All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back with teenage social media drama here in just a minute. But, you know, in days like this.
Chad's behind me. We're going to India Garden for lunch today, baby.
On days like this, like what's happening in Vegas and stuff, we always play the same song every time. You know what it is, Jamie. You want to introduce it? You can guess. I haven't even told you.
I don't. You got me.
Peace, Love, and Horses is what we play every time, because that's what we need more of that in the world right now. So a little Jared Rogerson with Peace, Love, and Horses. We'll be right back with some teenage social media drama. We got Lisa Kelly, Ice Road Trucker, in the house. And we got another guest coming up here shortly.
Wildflowers in her hair, she can go anywhere on that Palomino mare. She's got Rocky Mountain ivory that she wears around her neck, and the Grateful Dead plays a song in her head. Somewhere between cowboy and hippie, she's all about peace, love, horses, and me. She could end the war with just a smile. She can drive a tractor better
selling tape for miles and miles. She says innocence grows right out of the ground. She believes in heaven and what goes around comes around. Somewhere between cowboy and hippie, she's all about peace, love, horses and me. Doing that song that he sang about two books with different covers, but the pages are the same. As certain as a river in the spring, you seal a deal with a handshake. That's her philosophy. She can rope and ride, and she likes hanging out with me. She believes that love is the one thing that can change anything. And she loves me, and that's the part that gets me. She's all about peace, love, horses and me.
Oh, I love that song. I love that song so much. It's Jared Rodgerson, Peace
and now
Loves
It's
It.
Time for
Peace.
Teenage Uh-oh. Social media drama.
Glenn?
I'm here.
I can't hear anything. It's I'm really here. Weird.
We're here.
Okay. All right. I have like, I had no audio for a minute there.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay. Well, I played the bumper. Let me play it again.
Okay.
And now it's time for Teenage Social Media Drama.
When you're in love, it should not matter what people say. It shouldn't matter how they react. Your friends and family should, like, just be supportive. Not, like, turn around and say to you, why him or why her? Why can't they, like, just say it? As long as you're happy, I'm happy. Because that's like literally all I want to hear. Because I don't really care if the person that I am with has had a past. It's how they treat me. It's what they're willing to do for me. That's all that should matter. So like next time your friends or your family say they're with someone, don't judge so quick. If that person is happy with them, then let it be. Oh, P.S. Like the only time you should interfere is like if that person's getting treated badly, getting beat up, or you like totally know he's cheating on her. Just an observer. I know that wasn't barn related, but it was just awesome.
Thank you, Jamie, for the teenage no. social. Oh, you have another one?
Oh, no. No, we always have two. Oh. And this one is equestrian related.
Oh, okay. We're ready. Yes, these are actual. Elisa's over here asking if these are actual. Yes, they're
these
actual.
Are real. This is real. You can't make this up.
These are okay. posts.
Yeah, these are posts.
These are
yes.
These are posts. These are real. Okay, you ready for this one? Does anyone else have that one person at the barn that they can't stand? Well, I do. Very much. It's those like little things, like they leave their halter on the cross tie when they go ride, and they always are talking about their horse, and then they're like taking selfies. Then they're like taking selfies with their horse all the time, and then they lunge their horse while you're riding, so you like have to watch where you're going.
Because you know we don't like to watch where we're going when we're riding. It's
close your eyes.
Yeah, it's not important.
It's the little things that make you want to scream and yell. You like totally imagine sinister things happening to them while they're riding. But then you have to take a deep breath and let it all go away and keep going on with your life and not let them get the satisfaction. Well, some of us do. The worst part about this barn chick is if you ride your horse ever, she's always there. It's like you can't get away from her. So like these people that drive us insane will always be a part of your lives. And even if you work your ass off and finally move to a new barn and have another trainer, well, guess what? Another annoying person comes up out of nowhere to send you just as insane as the last person.
Was she looking in the mirror when she wrote this?
If there's nobody at the barn that's like that, it's you.
Yes.
And
yes.
And if there's always one at the barn, it's because of you.
And that's the Monday version of Teenage Social Media Drama. Well, there is not going to be any drama at this year's PA National Therapeutic Riding Championships that's held during the PA National Horse Show, which everybody knows about, at the main arena, the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, which I grew up there and have spent many, 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 many a day at. And we have Susie Webb on here, who's the executive director. Hi, Susie.
Good morning.
Never any drama with the Therapeutic Riding Championships, correct?
Absolutely not. It's the best thing that we've ever done at the horse show.
Okay, good. Well, I didn't know there was a national championship, so tell us about it.
Well, actually, for our therapy riding, it's the Pennsylvania National Horse Show Therapy Championship.
Okay.
Last year was our inaugural year, and there are local horse shows here in Pennsylvania that hold the therapy classes. So we decided to have our own therapy championships where the children and the adults, the special needs folks that actually participate in those classes during the summer, actually get invited to come to Harrisburg to compete in our therapy championship.
Well, how cool is that, that you're doing this? That's very cool. And you know, PA National Horse Show is one of the biggest horse shows in the Northeast, so it's very cool that they get to do it on that big a stage in such a cool place, too.
Yes, it is.
Now, what kind of classes do they have?
Basically, the therapy riders have two classes. It's an unassisted walk trot and then an assisted walk trot. And they have center ring during our Friday afternoon, which we have themed our Friday as Foundation Friday. And it's for our therapy riders and for us to raise funds for the foundation so we can actually assign and grant and do more grant applications and more grant money.
How many come? How many do you have?
Last year we had 10, and this year in our second year, I think we're going to have 19 riders.
Oh, very cool. And all forms of disabilities?
Yes. There's no disability specific. As long as it's a special needs situation where a doctor or a doctor would request that they have some type of therapy.
How overwhelming for them is it to go in the arena like that, in an arena that size? They're not used to that.
No, but they're really, last year it was really amazing to see how the kids all came out. The horses were turned out fantastic. The kids were turned out fantastic. The handlers, everybody came out and really gave 200% to make in our inaugural year basically the best we could ever ask for.
And, you know, the PA, if you've never been to the PA National Horse Show for any of the events that happen there, you have to go. It is just the coolest. I've always liked Hunt Night and all the different classes. I mean, there's just different things going on like you're doing all week long.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. We have 10 days of competition. Our first 4 days is it's our junior weekend. The junior riders come, do the junior hunters. They do the junior jumpers. We have the Noya Shula junior jumper championships. And also on Sunday, which will be the 15th, we actually have the USCF Dover Saddle USCF medal finals, which is huge for all the junior riders. We'll have approximately 300 kids compete in that class on that Sunday.
Okay, cool. And this is coming up, right? Soon.
Yes.
Very soon. You need to get ready because it's like next week. So just telling
yes.
you.
Yeah. Yes. Our competition starts on the 12th and runs through the 21st of October.
And this is at the Pennsylvania National Farm Show Arena, and it's in Harrisburg. Everybody knows where it is. If you live in Pennsylvania, you know where it is. You've been there. So go check it out. The schedule is at panational.org. That's where the entire schedule for the whole show is. And when are your classes specifically?
For the therapy classes, actually, will be on Friday, October 20th in the afternoon.
Friday, October 20th in the afternoon. Very good. Well, we appreciate you being on and telling us about this. Get out to the Pennsylvania National Horse Show and check it out today. Thank you, Susie.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. Well, that's something I didn't know about, and it is a cool horse. Have you ever been there, Jamie, to the PA National Horse Show?
No.
It's a great horse show. It's like the Washington show, you know, in Harrisburg, but it's just a lot of fun. And they have some very unusual classes. So it's always fun to go to. Hunt night is a crazy night where people fall off. And that's the one I always liked.
Hey, but being from Georgia, it was not something that was on my radar.
No, but you were up in the Northeast for a little bit, weren't you?
Yeah, I lived up in east of Ohio.
Yeah,
of Cleveland. But beautiful area.
That's a long way from Ohio to Harrisburg, though. I've driven the turnpike on that road many times, and it's a long way. Hey, Lisa just said to me earlier during the song that she has ridden horses in India, right?
Yep.
Where have you been then?
The one with the curly ears, and I think Marwari. We were in Shimla. Shimla, India. And we went up. We didn't want to walk because it was so hot up to the top of the monkey temple. So we rode horses.
How was that like?
Well, it was on pavement all the way up. So it was pretty scary coming down. But it's kind of weird going up there and the monkeys are like coming up to you and you're like, there's no bars between us. You got to be careful. So we're like, let's go back down. And the horses had shoes on. They were just like sliding all the way down this thing. And the guy that was like leading our horses, he's like, no big deal. You know, we're like,
Here, Lisa drives the scariest roads in the world. And she's scared to death on a horse going down a hill.
I never said I wasn't scared going on driving the roads either. But I thought it was weird seeing the curly ears.
They're smaller horses too, aren't they?
Yeah.
They tend to be 15 hands or smaller.
They were pretty small, but they were small belly way too. So
oh yeah.
They definitely earn their living.
Why were you there?
Oh, I was doing a TV show there. So my hubby came and visited us and we had a weekend off. So we wanted to go explore Shimla. And Shimla's all up and down, so I dubbed it the roller skate capital of the world.
And Lisa, now we've been with her a couple days now. We've gone out to dinner a few times. Lisa is the pickiest eater you've ever seen.
What?
Yes, you are. You're a picky eater and very plain and doesn't like anything spicy. Did you starve in India?
No, you know what's good all around the world? Rice.
None.
Rice.
Oh, yeah.
You can eat rice anywhere. Yeah, and I found like a dish that I liked. Naan was one of them.
Yep.
And it's just super easy to be a vegetarian there. So I liked some of the chicken dishes there. And I liked, now I can't remember the name, Dal Makhani, or however you want to say it. But that's what I always ordered every single time.
That's probably why Jamie is a vegetarian. It's probably why you like it. It is easy to be a vegetarian there, isn't it?
Yeah. And
I love it. I was about to say, oh my God, you're a vegetarian. And you're like, it's easy to be a vegetarian over there.
No, she was eating beef the other night. So
no, I'm not a vegetarian, but it's easy there because here it's like, I don't like tomatoes. I don't like this. I don't like that. I don't like all this stuff. And then you go there and it's just like beans in this soup with bread. It's like easy.
So good. Oh my God, I'm so hungry. So yeah, I'm in. I'm going to India Garden for
lunch.
It
took me like a year before I wanted Indian food after that, but but I like to go once in a while.
Where else have you ridden? Have you ridden in any of your other stops around the world?
The advantages of being famous. I just like found this fan with a bunch of like gypsy horses. I'm like, so I'm going to come stay at your house. I'd never met her. She's like, okay. So I just like invited myself over for 2 days and was like.
That sounds familiar, actually.
But yeah. That's the advantages.
Seriously, user.
Just come over and just like take advantage of people's horses and sleep in their bed and then leave and never see them again. But yeah, so I've done it over in England a bunch. I'm trying to think. I'd have to think for a minute.
Okay. Well, Jamie, now you are, you talked a little
I gotta back up a little bit.
Yeah.
What other TV shows have you been involved in besides Ice Road Truckers and the other truck movie?
No, that's show. It. I mean, I've done like some talk show stuff, but nothing.
She was on, which one was it? David Letterman. One night. She was on David Letterman.
We still have to watch that.
You said you were in India filming a
That was
show. Yeah, that was the IRT Deadliest Roads.
That's a Deadliest Roads show she was on, where she was driving trucks on the deadliest roads in the world.
So you just put yourself in this is not like you're earning a living driving truck. You're putting yourself in these situations for the pleasure of people watching.
I'm invited to go drive these roads for not very much money. So what I do is like when I get old, I want to be able to tell these experiences, you know. And like,
yeah.
Now they're filming it, so I don't have to have a memory. I can just watch myself when I get old.
Now you do a lot of events like you were doing before you came here, where you're traveling around, going to truck shows and places to sign autographs and do things like that too.
Yeah, I mean, I do a lot of events, but we are kind of filming the Chevron one, but it's not like a TV show or anything. It's just for Chevron.
They film you just being a celebrity at their place?
Pretty much. I mean, the theme this year was game changers, so we're looking for people that in their industry that have made a difference or, like, you know, changed the game.
Now, she's pretty humble, but I'll brag on her a little bit. Pretty humble.
Now, he asked me how big my head was the other day for wearing a helmet.
Yeah, it's pretty big, by the way. She wore the same size as I did, so there you go. But she's pretty humble. She has 600,000 followers on Facebook, and I venture to say you're probably the most famous truck driver in the world.
Who would have known?
Yeah, who would have known this cute little girl from Alaska would become the most famous truck driver in the world? But she's more famous than we are, Jamie. Just saying.
I'm more famous than I am because I can't even post anything real on the page because it just gets like hounded with these comments of like, so it's like this character that they like. It's not me. Trust me, it's not me.
But she can put chains on her truck in about 5 minutes on the ice roads. So that she can do. Yeah.
When it's like well, we've 20 all below got our, the wind is blowing.
Got our skills. I don't know what to say. Aside from horses, I really know nothing about cars or trucks. So you're freaking badass. And I'm glad you're there. And you know what? Eat all this food and then leave. Just
like, I've been working on it.
She's been working on it. Well, we do not have Leslie today, so she is going to be back with us next week, and we appreciate her coming back next week to join us on the show. And you know, again, we want to give our best to the developing situation there in Vegas. Jamie, we're going to have a full show or a full week of shows this week. We have tomorrow coming up. What is tomorrow? Oh, we have the jumping episode tomorrow, and then Wednesday, Jamie will be back. Thursday, we have the draft horse episode. So you can hang out with us all week long. We really appreciate that, Lisa.
What's Friday?
Friday is actually a best of because Jennifer and I are taking a couple days off. We're going to get a little bit of the vacation that we missed thanks to Irma, and we're going to head to Disney for a couple days. And plus, they had a really good deal on. If you live in Florida, you can get good deals on Disney tickets. Yeah. So we're heading to Disney for a couple days and hope to get a little bit of a break here. So we'll be doing that on Friday. Lisa, where can people find you? Best places on Facebook?
I have a one fan Facebook. Yep. And it's got the blue check mark, so that's how you know the real me. The rest are imposters, but I don't post, so.
Okay, yeah. If you want to find Lisa and you're a horse person, the best thing to do is join the auditor group.
Yes.
And that's where we all hang out. So yes. Lisa hangs out in there as well. Regina, thank you so much also for coming along and being part of the weekend. And
hi, Regina. I feel like I don't know you at all because we didn't talk. You can hear me. I can't hear you. I'm giving you a big hug, though.
Oh, well, thank you for letting me be here.
Now, Regina has a couple of quarter horses, too, right? You have quarter horses.
Yeah, I have two quarter horses. When my daughter
won't hold
mom.
That against you. I'm just kidding. When your daughter what? Sorry.
One's for my daughter and one's mine. My husband wouldn't let me have more.
Now, I hope your quarter horse is bigger than most quarter horses, because Regina's like 6'3". I look up to her, so...
No, I'm not.
You are much taller than me. I think you're lying about your height. So do you have roller skates or do you have a taller horse?
No, my horse is only about 15'2".
Really?
But he's really big and stocky. He's the big stocky quarter horse.
I hope so. Your legs are dragging the ground.
Let me tell you a little secret.
Yeah?
Okay, there are a few things that you do not comment to a woman about as a man. And one of them is her height. One is her weight. One is her any size of horse she has. You just need to watch your mouth and be quiet and tell her she's beautiful. That's all you need to do.
I didn't say she wasn't beautiful. I just said she was tall. And we have had
it's
this conversation
one
this
of
weekend.
Those things
so,
you don't talk. You
a matter of fact,
about
we've had the height and the weight conversation. We've had it all, actually.
That we have. Yeah.
Don't Glenn talk says
about head size.
Glenn says we sound like a bunch of teenage girls in that room sharing a bed.
It kind of has been like being at a slumber party, I have to say.
We have been spoiled at his house. It's been fun.
In the pool, having a good time. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us today. We'll be back again tomorrow here on Horses in the Morning. Thank you, Jamie.
All right, everybody. Spay, neuter, geld. Bye, guys. And then go meet the vet.